Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Each day as I scan headlines and read articles from around the world, I can't help but to feel incredibly blessed to be living here in Montana. Time and again, whether it be the COVID pandemic, BLM riots, wars, or government overreach by out-of-control politicians, it's as though we live in a sea of calm in the midst of a world gone crazy. Rest assured, we do have our challenges, but in my opinion, we're doing a decent job of navigating those challenges with a minimal loss of personal liberty. The most recent test was our response to COVID. We did go into lockdown briefly while we assessed the situation, and by we, I mean we the people, not the bureaucrats. Once we had accurately determined the real risks based not on CDC guidelines, but on what we were seeing happen in our own communities, we adopted a realistic and timely approach that protected the vulnerable and at the same time allowed the vast majority of citizens to get on with our lives. Of course, there were howls of protest by the media, some in the medical community, those on the political left, and local county health officials, but in the end, we elected freedom-minded legislators who resisted the call to postpone the 2021 legislative session. They quickly lifted restrictions, passed laws to correct the abuses by some local officials, restored personal choice, responsibility, and autonomy in healthcare decisions, and opened up our economy while so many other states remained in lockdown, paralyzed by fear. It's almost as though people in other states forgot how to think for themselves and instead looked to government for safety and security. Groupthink can be a dangerous thing, especially when it ignores facts and logic. Sadly, there are those today still living under tyranny disguised as compassion, using COVID as a convenient excuse while the rest of us have moved on and are back to living normal lives. If there's one thing this pandemic taught us, it's to be careful of those we elect. Gone are the days when we can blindly trust those in power to have our best interest at heart. Like it or not, there are some in authority who are more than willing to use that authority to trample the rights of others. Monday marks the end of the filing session for those running for the 2022 election cycle. As you go to the polls in June and then again in November, it's important to ask whether the candidates you're choosing are liberty-minded or government-minded. Do they see government as a necessary evil or as the source of security and prosperity? In my 25 years at the state capitol, I've found the best legislators are the ones who don't want to be there. They run for office out of a sense of duty and calling. There are some, on the other hand, who enjoy the game of politics and who like having a title. These are the ones to avoid. Everywhere I go, people feel our nation is at a turning point. Will we continue down the path of liberty, or will we succumb to financial and regulatory bondage? Sadly, examples of both pathways abound, and it's up to us to choose. Will it be liberty or bondage? I, for one, choose liberty, and I'm glad that I live in a state where others do as well. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.